Have you ever asked yourself if the modern state of Israel still has a place in God's purposes today? Hello, I'm Uwe Betzing, Eastern Canada Coordinator with Bridges for Peace. Welcome to Israel Matters, a radio teaching series with Reverend Don James, National Director of Bridges for Peace Canada, where we explore the biblical significance of Israel, past, present, and future, and why it matters for Christians today. So let's get started. Here's Don.
Welcome to Israel Matters. I'm Reverend Don James of Bridges for Peace Canada. We've been looking at the connection between the nation of Israel today and the Israelites of the Bible. In many churches, there is no connection being made at all. Just this past week, I heard of a pastor telling someone that Israel is no different from any other nation on earth. But God's covenant with Abraham and his family was everlasting, with the land of Canaan given as an everlasting possession. As God declares in Jeremiah 31, "Only if the sun and the moon cease to be in the sky will Israel cease to be a nation before me." Has God broken his promises to Israel? God's very reputation is bound up in those promises. Can he, will he, keep them? As we saw previously, God says through Ezekiel, "I will bring them back to the mountains of Israel for the sake of my holy name." In doing so, he will demonstrate that he is Yahweh, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, keeping his faithfulness for 1,000 generations, which is to say forever. "I will not break my promises to Israel. I will not give up on her, though she has all too often been unfaithful to me." This issue of God's name and reputation is of utmost importance to him. It is why Jesus teaches us to pray, "Hallowed be thy name." In Ezekiel 36:21, God says, "But I had concern for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations to which they came." Israel had been in exile for nearly 2,000 years when God began to bring the Jewish people back in significant numbers during the 1880s, out of concern for his holy name. Today, there are roughly 8 million Jews living in Israel, more than half of the Jewish population of the world, and they are still flocking home. Some pastors are not the only ones who deny that modern Israel is a work of God or a fulfillment of prophecy. On October 7, 2023, Muslim jihadists attacking southern Israel accompanied their atrocities with cries and screams of "Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater." Their invasion was an attempt to sanctify the name of their God. They believe that the land of Israel belongs to Allah, because Muslims ruled it in some past centuries. And so, at its core, the conflict raging in the Middle East today is a battle of the gods. Who is the true God? Allah is not the true God, and we know this in part because the true God, Yahweh, has preserved the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for 4,000 years, and he's once again bringing them back to the land he promised would be theirs forever. The world is in turmoil over what God is doing in reestablishing Israel, not only among those who believe Allah is the true God, but also among many who believe there is no God at all. The story of Israel today confronts everyone who does not believe in the God of Abraham. How has this small people endured through the centuries when the empires that sought to destroy it have all vanished? The Persian Empire of Esther's day, the Greek Empire of the Maccabees' day, the Roman Empire of Jesus' day, all have disappeared, yet the Jewish people remain with their faith in God, their Hebrew language, and now a restored nation state in the land of Canaan. Anti-Semitism is one response to this extraordinary perseverance and success. "They are cheating! They are dishonest! They collude with one another to control the world's banking systems!" But a biblical response is to recognize that God has chosen the Jewish people for his purposes, and he's preserving them until those purposes are fully accomplished. The road has not been straight, but God remains faithful to them, and he invites believers in Jesus to remain faithful to them as well.
Thank you for listening to Israel Matters with Reverend Don James of Bridges for Peace. As we've heard today, God's purposes for Israel are far from complete, and they invite us to reflect on his faithfulness to Israel and to us. Visit bridgesforpeace.com to see how Bridges for Peace is helping Christians stand with the Jewish people in Israel and all around the world. Join us again next time as we continue exploring why Israel matters in scripture, in history, and for believers today.